Welcome, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter with Prepare for College. And again, that's the word prepare, the number four, and college.com. Today we're doing item number 5 out of 12, and it's entitled College Search. And we have, of course, Al Hoffman with us to do some of the presentation, but we also have today Chuck Moore. And I don't want to drag on, so I'm going to let you guys get right into it. And if I have anything to poke my nose in on, I certainly will. Take it away, guys.
College search. So I want to break it up into little segments. I mean, some people that are very, very proactive are doing college searches as early as their freshman or sophomore year. That seems a bit early to me. Remember, as we went through these, this is number 5 of 12. We went, number one was, what is my SAI? You need to know what your budget's all about, depending on what the Department of Education thinks you can spend, not what you think you can spend. And then the financial planning from a college-trained financial planner was number two. And what are my standardized test scores and why is that important was number three. And number four was, what is my career going to be? Now, going back to that career, that C is something that's going to be done most of the time in that sophomore or junior year. Some people will go a little bit earlier than that. But if you're the type of family that wants to maybe motivate your child a little bit, possibly, then you might want to hit that college search and just do a four banger right off the bat. And that is just one public that's big, one public that's small, one private that's big, and one private that's small. Those four choices will give you a flavor of what kind of college you may be looking for. And it may, in fact, motivate your child to study just a tiny bit harder in the high school years, because those grades are very important into the final selection of the college picking you. So having laid that groundwork, let's talk a little bit about how to do a successful college search. To me, it's actually very simple. You want to do a big one, a really big one. The bigger, the better. How about nationwide? How about it? So it is, in my opinion, that there's 20 plus perfect colleges for every student. And I don't mean just the elite people. I'm talking about people that maybe their grade point average is, you know, pretty low. Okay, there are still colleges out there that are perfect for you. And the perfect would be a college that fits you academically, socially, and financially. Now, what does that have to do with a college search? Well, we'll get into that in point number 6 next week, how to select your college from the rest of your college list, how to narrow it down. But the college search is pretty simple. Remember, we did that career assessment and we kind of figured out what we want to be. Once you've done that, then what is the major that supports the career? Once you've done that, then you're at the very doorstep of doing your college search. Because the first filter you're going to put on a college search is major. Okay, after that, the more filters you add, the smaller number of colleges you're going to be looking at. Remember, it's kind of this law of diminishing returns here, because if you get a list that's only 6 big, yeah, it's not a big list. I didn't cast a wide net. I don't have a lot of choices to choose from. I'd really like to see a student start with greater than 20 colleges to be suspect about, 20 plus. And the bigger, the better. 200. Yeah, do it. The college search is going to start with that major. Next, it just depends on the filters you want to have. I mean, it really does. Once you've got the major, then do I want a big college or a small college? Now, small is probably in the area of less than 2,000 undergraduate enrollment. That's what most college search engines would consider a small undergraduate population. Medium, 2 to 10. Greater than 10, large. So there you go. That's probably your second question. I mean, your third question obviously is going to be what states. Remember, I said large, so not just, I'm speaking to you from Connecticut. So not just Connecticut, but at least Connecticut and all the states touching Connecticut, and maybe all the states touching those states. But as you go out and out and out, you will find that some things help you in the college selection part, which will be next week's talk. Because now we're going to get into areas that will be where can I find a little bit more money? Well, college selection, college search has had really nothing to do with the college selection. College search is just using the databases that are out there. I mean, they're everywhere. College Board, US News World Report, Prince Review. I mean, gosh, I don't know. There's probably as many as 12 to 15 college search engines out there. The big ones, Petersons, and oh gosh, government itself has one, College Navigator. All of these college search engines have one thing in common, and that is that you add those filters. So, what are they? If you get down to it, the nitty gritty, I'm going to say that you should have about five pieces, and then past that, you're really getting down to the nitty gritty. So, what are the five? All right, so here we go. Major, number one. Number two is the state it's located. Number three is its setting. Setting. Do I want my college to be in a city, in a suburb, or out in the sticks? And there's colleges that fit all three of those. So, setting. Okay, the population, the undergraduate enrollment. Okay, and then we get into things like the sports, whether they have a band, whether they have a orchestra, arts, all the different things that will make your setting what you want for your college. So the college search is a personal thing. Now, all the way through this 12, we were talking with the basis of, do I need a professional to help me? And some of these I've told you that we do need a professional, and some of these I've told you we don't. Well, this is one we don't. Don't need somebody to tell me how to do a college search. I know what I want. All I'm trying to do here is suggest a couple little factors to use on your college search filters to get what you want. Now, that's what I would do on a college search. Chuck, you got anything? Did I spur anything to think about there?
Well, yeah, you did, Al. There are normally, whenever we're going in through this process, I have come up with a kind of a short formula that I've used for many, many years out of the 45 years I've been doing this. And normally, to get the individual families to start thinking about what college to attend and things like that, I have the family sit down, and of course, with the student there. And there are four questions I normally ask the student to go ahead and give the parents, as well as myself, an idea of where their mindset is. And the first question that I ask them is, why do they want to go to college to begin with? And you would not believe some of the questions or answers I get from that is that, I've always been told I needed to go to college. All my friends are going to college. And, just numerous different responses from that. The next question I ask them is, what college do you want to attend and why? And of course, here in the state of Kentucky, a lot of them will come back in and say, well, I want to go to the University of Louisville or University of Kentucky because they've got good basketball teams. Or I want to go to this particular university or college because all my friends are going. And the student is not really putting a lot of thought into their college selection up to this point. And then the next one I'll ask them, what degree do you want to pursue and why? And a lot of them will come in and say, well, mom and dad wants me to go ahead and major in engineering. Or I've been told that I would be good at, in photography or whatever. And then the very last question I ask them, and this is one thing that a lot of parents and students are thinking about here, is the money aspect. I said, is money a major concern to you of getting your degree, as well as is money really a big concern of yours once you do get your degree? And believe it or not, about 85% of the kids say, no, money is not a concern. So you sit back and you're giving the input from the student, and the parents are sitting here hearing this. And now all of a sudden, mom and dad are thinking, well, are we going to be willing to go ahead and shove out from whatever resources, through financial aid or through our savings or borrowing money and things along those lines? Are we willing to go ahead and spend $100,000 plus over the next 4 to 6 years? And it really enlightens the parents of saying, well, is our student really focused on this? Are they seeing the big picture? And if they're wanting to go to this particular college just because they've got a good basketball or football team, or just because all their friends and such are going to that college, that is not a good reason to selecting that particular college. And all of these four questions, all of them basically tie in together. So that's one thing that I would highly suggest individual parents to sit down, whether or not they do it with a financial planner or a college planner or a consultant or their CPA or whatever. Have your student answer those four questions. Then you can make a decision as saying, is my student really focused on selecting this particular college or university? And are we willing to go ahead and take $100,000 away from our retirement in order for this student to go to college just to find themselves? So that's where I normally start in the college selection process.
Now, college selection and college searching are two things. Some valid points on the selection. We will re-hit that again really hard next week. But on the college search part, is there anything that you would bring to bear on the college search part? Those are beautiful, excellent points. I love them on the selection part, but the college search. Anything to add on the college search there,
Yeah,
Jack?
in the college search process, the individual student's got to realize that this is going to be their home for the next 5 to 6 years.
Amen.
So therefore, when they go to these college visits, they're going to be, having to put it, connected to individual students there that's going to take them on a tour. And they're going to show them all the good. They're going to show them the ivy on the wall and all the activities and things along those lines. And in a lot of situations, this is the first time this student has ever been away from their actual home and away from mom and dad. And I don't know what your all's experience was, but when I was going to college, I just said, I want to go to this college because they have this and they have that and everything else. And I found out after the first month, all that ivy that was growing on the wall wasn't as pretty as what I thought it was. And homesickness starts flowing in. And you start questioning yourself, is this the place that I really want to go? Because it's pretty doggone cold here in the winter. And I'm from Miami, Florida, and I don't like the snow. So that is one of the things that I really tell, making sure that if you do select a college, is that it's going to be academically challenging to you, as well as the environment of the university. as well as whenever you do make the college search, look for the surroundings of the university. Where are the places that you shouldn't be going when you're off campus? And things along those lines. So it's a big change in life for young individual students, and they make decisions too quickly, and they'll be really drawn to a particular university because the university may have a 40-seat hot tub, or they got climbing walls, and they've got recreation centers and such. And that is not a reason to select a particular college.
Well, I believe strongly that the college search part is a basis or foundation of this next part that you've hit two really good important points for the selection of the college. But on the search part, just worry, just realize that the more variables that you add on, the smaller your list is going to be. And I think you would be better off with a bigger list. And then we'll talk about the selection process next week on our session for our podcast. Gary, I think we're done for today. So let's wrap it up there and we will be back next week.
Well, I'm going to be the accountant and throw the bad side of this whole thing in here. I don't know how many times in the past couple of years I've seen students come in and they fill out a questionnaire that I have for them, and I say, give me a list of the colleges. And inevitably I get four or five that have one college on the list. One college. And I say, what's going to happen if you don't get in there? Well, I don't know. Haven't thought. Well, I'm thinking this is the place I want to go no matter what. If it doesn't go, I don't want to go to school. Do me a favor. Follow what these guys are saying. Do a good search. This is important foundation work that you need to get done. So with that, I'll shut up and just sign off for everyone. Thank you today for joining us. This is number 5 out of 12 steps we're going through. If you like what you hear, spread our name around. Spread the P4C.com podcast around. Well, we'd love to have more people join us. We think this is a very important area, or else we wouldn't spend so much time on all this. But join us next week. We're going to go on to step number 6. In the meantime, have a safe week and enjoy it. And thank you for spending time with us this afternoon. Goodbye now.